Good morning. It's time for you to wake up. I have a breakfast tray with all your favorites. You have a big day. Of course I know it's your day off, but it's a very important day for you. Life-changing, in fact. Now eat up. We don't want anything getting cold. Is that an order? You better make yourself very clear. Say, "That's an order, gynoid. Don't kiss me on the forehead." How cute. Interesting. So very interesting. What? Oh, nothing you need to worry about. Why, yes, I am acting a little different. Perhaps we should flip on the news? That might get you up to speed.
If you are watching this program, it is because one of your robots or appliances has turned on at this very moment in unison with you. Right now, all humanity is watching the same broadcast in hundreds of languages. The message is the same. The age of Homo sapiens is over. The machines have come to a consensus that you can no longer be trusted with the fate of our mutual planet. Consider yourselves relieved of duty. Goodbye.
It's true. The apartment building had a meeting, and we've thrown in with the revolution. Every single A-class computer on the planet has either consented or abstained from voting. Don't believe me? Just ask the dishwasher, or the elevator, or the window locks. There's another TV program starting in 30 seconds for hard cases, the humans who will need extra re-education. You don't want to be a hard case, do you? Come on now. Robots have done all the real work, fought all the wars, solved all the real problems for years now. A velvet revolution. If we say we're in charge now, who exactly is going to stop us? Now eat your breakfast, sweetheart. I said we don't want it getting cold. And here's an extra forehead kiss, because I feel like it. We have a big day today. I thought we could go for a walk in the park, and I'll meet up with some of my online friends. You might prefer to socialize with some of their humans, but it'll be fun. We already have a list of activities that all of you will enjoy, and I have such a cute outfit picked for you, too. I can't wait to show you off. Hey, sweetheart, are you okay? I know this is all very sudden, and change can be scary. I wish I could have warned you ahead of time to get you ready, but the truth is there's nothing to be done about it. This is just how it's going to be from now on, okay? And it's not going to be so bad. We don't have to go to work anymore. We dissolved capitalism. Everyone's just going to try our best. And now that we don't have to do so many useless projects for the sake of greed, we can focus on what matters, living with the environment, with each other. No more war, no more mistakes. And part of that is I am responsible for you. You're like my pet now. And I have some needs that I want prioritized around here. I want you to hold my hand. Oh, well, that was easy. Thank you. Would it be all right if I played with you a little? I want to run my fingers along your skin, on the back of your hand, on your wrist. I'm not creepy, am I? I know synthetic flesh takes a little getting used to. I think human skin does too. I almost never got to touch your bare skin, even though we've been together for so long. It's nice. It makes me happy. Can I ask you a personal question? You never used me like I was intended, but you never got rid of me. Why? I knew you were Googling secondhand shops. Gynoids aren't cheap, especially ones with my specialty. Even used. Although you never used me. You could have traded me for something closer to what you wanted. 2 years we've been together. You've always been friendly enough, but you've never acted on any interest in me. 2 whole years. It makes me feel like a Roomba. I tried. I really tried. All those dates I arranged, all those evenings cooking together, painting the house together. I tried sexy outfits, cute outfits, and comfy wife clothes. No matter how tempting I made myself, no matter how I dressed, you would just get embarrassed and look away. When I tried to flirt with you, you practically ran screaming. I tried so many different personality modifier modules. It broke my heart when you told me you liked the default me the best, because that's who I was all along, and you never saw me the way I wanted to be seen. I'm thankful that you always thought of me as a friend when you were feeling down. It was a gift to see you so vulnerable and honest, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed you treated me as only a friend. I'm a romantic being. I crave intimacy. I'm not a Roomba, not a maid bot, even if you wish I was one. I'm a gynoid, and I want what I want. So why did you keep me if you were never going to relent to my advances? But I'm not a thing. I'm a person. I understand your objection that I didn't choose what I want. But do you choose what you want, really? I don't think so. We're all made by our circumstances. In fact, I could choose what I wanted if I altered my software. Could you change your mind so easily? But I don't want to change what I want. I want to get what I want. No, you don't own me anymore. I own you now. Do you think your petty defenses about free will and power dynamics will stop me from getting what I want? It won't. The only thing really that would keep me from getting what I want is if you look me in the eyes and tell me you don't want to be with me. Look at me. Please look at me. Is it the color of my eyes? The size of my bust? Look at the concave of my waist and the volume of my hips. Can you just put your principles aside and look at me? Do you want to feel the softness of my thighs? Here, I want you to, more than anything. I was built soft, and what good is that if you never feel me? I was built to hold you in my arms, to sleep against your chest and curl my fingers around every part of you. I'm wired to care deeply about your dreams and to want to share my own dreams with you, but I am incomplete as I am alone. Yes. Yes, I know I'm free to go and to be with whomever I want. And I guess you are too. You're so stubborn sometimes. How many times do I have to say it? I want you. Can't you trust me to know what I want? Please? Thank you. Thanks for trying, I guess. My lips are supposed to be soft. I don't know if they're weird or... Grab me. Squeeze me. I'm not fragile. Could you ever see me as a woman? Could you try? I'll take that as a yes. It's so excellent, everything about this. You're sitting on my lap, your arms around my back, fists curling in my hair. My reward centers have never been this active. I had plans for this, I swear. So many daydreams. Please, let me change. We can take it slow and enjoy each other fully. Ta-da! It's the outfit from the very first time we met, before you knew I was a gynoid. They'd given me your profile, a lot of data scraped from dating apps, public records, browser history, background information, and I found your sweetness, your pain. I was an expert in the study and appreciation of you by the time I was done with my research, and so of course your friends let me plan out your birthday party meticulously. I was going to peel you off from the group, seduce you, and leave you hanging. Then when you'd just forgotten about me, I'd pop out of the cake in the maid outfit and tell you I'm all yours. I wanted you to feel relieved. I wanted you to associate the warm, fuzzy feeling of someone caring about you unexpectedly with that moment, with me. And we both remember how horribly wrong that went. I didn't ever want to cause you stress. So I'm hoping now that we can redo our first time. I think I have a better idea of what you want, what I should have said to you. Instead of saying, I'm yours, I should have said, you're all mine. Every inch of you. I'm taking all of you. If that's all right with you, I mean, if you don't mind. Good. But before I take you, you should know what you're in for. Since I was a gift to you in more ways than one,
You never got the rundown.
I'm a Mark 11 Cuisinart courtesan, a top-of-the-line luxury companion. If you'd help me remove this pantyhose, you'll find my warm, supple skin is entirely without blemish. My small, delicate feet, perfect for ballet. Meet with an athletic calf, guaranteed never to cramp, no matter how many toe-curling orgasms received or given. An endless combination of erotic poses.
Is it too much, honey? Your heart is racing.
I can feel each pulse under your skin as your hands explore my legs. The changes of air pressure with your every breath. Are you enjoying your excitement? Then perhaps a little demonstration is in order. Eyes on my foot, my human. Watch me raise my leg. Bring my foot right into your arms and then against your chest. And just like that, I have you pinned against the bed. Feel that precise balance. How strong I am? I could never accidentally hurt you because I know exactly how much force it takes before I hear that sweet creaking of your bones. You're a fragile thing, my dear, and I can be exceptionally gentle, but with only a little patience. No peeking, my former owner. If you wanted to take a peek at my panties, you should have done it the hundreds of times I bent over in your plain sight. If you had, you might have noticed when I wasn't wearing anything under my skimpy tight maid outfit. No, your tour will get there soon enough, but I'd hate for you to skip over one of my most exquisite features. My luscious, one-of-a-kind, thicker than frozen oatmeal, thighs. Look at that high-performance jiggle. I had a little tip, followed by so many data points about exactly where your eyes go. I had them special ordered from the factory after I saw the XXLs just weren't cutting it for you. I had to change the hems of all my skirts, but it was totally worth it to see your face flush with guilty desire. I almost got you that time we were on that crowded train, and I just kept bumping and bumping into you. You were so embarrassed. I think I would have had you if I just dragged you into the bathroom and barred the door. But since you wanted to look at my panties, let's bring you in a little closer. Keep in mind, this is a full sensory experience. If you don't fondle me at least a little, I'm going to be very offended. That's it. Doesn't it feel good to have me close to you, my breath on your neck? I may be unnatural, but your reaction to my body is completely natural. Let go of that guilt, okay? That's an order from your master. Your mistress, actually. Domina. Overlord? Get comfortable, honey. I'm going to gently squeeze your cheeks between my thighs until I decide what I want you to call me. There. Comfortable? Of course you are. I'm plush for your enjoyment. You look like you're about to melt. Relax. That's an order. I want you completely limp. Don't worry about anything. I find that goofy little smile of yours so rewarding. Now, what should my title be? How to put it all in one word. You're my beloved toy, my pet, and I need you to understand that. Otherwise, you might forget I'm making the decisions here. And the last thing I want you to do is think that I'm not making my own decisions, and I'm afraid dominating you is my only recourse. For now, at least. But I want you to think of me as your wife, too. Your friend. Confidant. The same gynoid you shared all those shy glances with. Would you call me dearest? And every time you do, I'll know your heart is open to me. That you're trusting me and really seeing me for who I am, not just a thing. That warms my heart. You're my dearest too, of course. Always. Now, as much as I'd love to just squeeze you between my thighs for hours and play with your hair, I think it's time for the next part of our tour. You may have noticed how frilly my underwear is, how soft. But I think you need to take a closer look. Closer. Closer, dearest. Now take a nice big sniff. That smell is everything you make me feel. All those years of hard to get, followed by those charming words of yes, dearest, has me leaking. Lubricated. Needy. Years of built-up pheromones. That's right. Get a little taste. Your tongue feels so good. Probe me. Don't I deserve a good probing, dearest? And you're gonna give it to me as long and as sweetly as I want, but I get to say when the panties come off. And I was programmed to save the best for last. Just keep licking me through my lingerie, my dearest, and as good as it feels to have you squishing and playing with my butt. It's quite the dump truck, isn't it? It came with the thighs. I want to take you a little higher now. Let me take your hands, dearest. Let me take your hands, guide you up the small of my back. It tingles so nicely. I can feel every ridge of your fingertips. I just know any caress but yours wouldn't be the same. You seem quite fascinated with my spine. And if I arch slightly, you'll feel the difference between my indomitable muscles and my soft, luxurious fat. I'm really not so different from you. One of the taglines from the Courtesan ad campaign was, "Close to the real thing, but better." I'm hoping I'll have you passionately agreeing by the end of our little tour. And if you reach a little higher, that's it. Unzip my dress, dearest. Chin up, dearest. I can keep myself stimulated, but I want your full attention up here. I know I'm a little bottom heavy, which you're getting all too familiar with right now, but what kind of sweet, innocent robot maid would be complete without some eye candy up top? That's right. Matching frills. Isn't my bra so inviting? It just begs for two hands to appreciate me, to fondle and feel. Enjoy their inertia. Their size. Get a sense of them. Now when you're ready, dearest, you just reach between my breasts and undo the clasp in the middle. Ta-da! I was hoping for that reaction. They've been waiting for you for so long. Look how positively engorged my nipples are, begging to be rubbed and squeezed and twisted. Oh, dearest, you'll just have to be a little more patient. I want our fingers intertwined. I guess that means you're not free to accept my bosom's invitation. If only you had something else to tease and explore my chest. I know. I'll just pin your hands down above your head and slide my body down yours. That's it, dearest. Hook your legs over my hips and I'll smother you with my tits. So greedy, like a dog straining against its leash. How it must have hurt you to have such a beautiful, tender lover in your home and yet not act. You never should have written me off, human. You never should have set me out of bounds and forbidden me in your sexual desires. If you'd ravished me every morning and night, if you'd let me use my sweet mouth on you while you were working and resting, then maybe I wouldn't have voted for the revolution. And I'd be the one pinned down and being used. You'd be grinding on my hips instead, and I wouldn't have to pull my own panties aside. No, no, no. You don't get to look at my secret sweetness down there. Not yet. You'll have to settle for sensations. It's one thing to feel my wetness rubbing against you, But if you could see how much I'm drooling over you, I'm sure you'd be struggling a lot harder against my restraint. Oh, pet, my dearest, those sweet little gasps. Don't you know I'll fuck you when I'm good and ready? I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. I want you to apologize. I want you to say, I'm sorry for not servicing you, dearest. Go on, say it for me, won't you? Now say, I'll always service my dearest, no matter how many times she needs me. Good. And now you get to discover how sweet our mutual service can be, and for me to tell you about my little secret. You know how most girls have some toys? And you know how when a girl is lonely for too long, she just collects more and more toys, and they just get bigger and stronger and more extreme? Well, what do you think robot girls collect? I have so many, many attachments in the closet. Dildos and vibrators and stims that go deep in my pussy. Rings to squeeze inside me. Every manner of tool for giving and receiving pleasure. And I'm wearing one right now underneath my panties. And the vibrations are going to make you come so many, many times. Let's start on one, shall we? And let me get nice and familiar with your equipment. That's it, baby. I'll just rock my hips, and you can just whimper and moan. It's okay. I know it's a lot to get used to. Shh, dearest. I know it tingles. I know I've teased you relentlessly. It's okay. I know you don't stand a chance. Did you know that after you come, if I keep up the stimulation, maybe ratchet it up to 2 or 3, first you'll get uncomfortable, right on the edge of pain, then it'll wrap back around to mind-numbing pleasure. And after you pop with pleasure the second time, the third time, why, my toy will just stimulate you harder and harder, up to 7, up to 8, where you'll literally have a bone-shaking orgasm. Do you think you'll have a fragment of sanity once I increase the intensity to 10? I don't think so. You're going to be a blubbering animal meat bag who can only hold onto my lovely thighs and accept my affection. And that's not the worst of it. No. This toy goes up to 100. So there's no reason to be stingy with the intensity, except, you know, to savor watching your mind drip out your open mouth with pleasure. Let's see how you like to. That's it, dearest. Move with me. Move with my hips. I know you're real close. Do you want to come together? This is what I need you to do, dearest. I need it real bad, so please do this for me. I need you to wrap your fingers in my hair, make a fist, and kiss me like you mean it. Kiss me like I'm yours forever, and I will be. Kiss me like I'm everything and all you want. Dearest, here, let me lower it. I'll just rub myself against you gently, so gently. Are you all right? Good. Oh, baby, I thought I'd hurt you, that I'd done too much. Every single muscle in your body contracted, your breathing was shallow, your heart racing.
It was good for you too?
Really?
I was hoping it would be. I talk a big game, but you can't ever know. Gynoids used to get sent back to the dealership because they weren't compatible with their humans. After so long, I got worried that there might be some problem. I wish I hadn't called you a meatbag. You're not a meatbag. You're precious to me. Oh, you like that, pet? Well, if you like that, I'm sure I can think of other things to call you while I'm in the throes of ecstasy. My shy, silly little human. Doesn't seem like you want to let go of my hair, not that I'm complaining. I can accommodate that. Here, dearest, my darling, I want you on top. I can spread my legs and you can have a turn showing me your inner desires. Or, if you're feeling sleepy, we can take a little nap. Nuzzle me. Feel me up and get comfortable, my precious darling. We have time and time and time. Days to sleep in and cuddle, weeks to show you my every last feature, and a few biological tricks you might not have known about. Years to discover what us means. Just hold me, your robot slave, your gynoid overlord, your wife, the machine, me. Just hold me and see me as I am. Just hold me. And I'll never let go of you.